All right, then, same thing.
Paradise Lost, book 9, lines 760 to 762. But if death bind us with afterbands, what profits then our inward freedom?
And I think, obviously, once again, the basis of this podcast has to do with fate and free will. But I think this line kind of mixes the two together. It talks about, originally, such prohibitions bind not, but if death, and we discussed earlier how death is never really brought up as even an option in this, besides by Milton. I think that's his little wrinkle to the story of the fall of man, that you can die, and that at some point or another, every man and person is fated to die, but it's those choices in life that kind of decide either when or where you're going to go after you die, or after you finally meet your fate and die.
At this point, Eve doesn't really understand what death is. Like, she has some ideas. She seems to think death is, you know, what we think of death as, like, dying. But Satan had also brought up, and Satan had brought up in lines 712 to 715, "So ye shall die, perhaps, by putting off human to put on gods, death to be wished, though threatened, which no worse than this can bring." So at this point, Eve's thinking, well, maybe death could mean just death to our human nature, and now we will become like gods instead of just ceasing to exist, death. So she's trying to figure out, like, which is true, and I think that's why she says this. This is kind of like her figuring it out. So thinking, you know, Adam had told her all about how the will is free, God gave it to them, and so she's saying, but if death, you know, causes us to have these restrictions put on us, then how will this profit our freedom? So she's thinking, if eating this will cause me to die, then am I really free? And since God made me free, then perhaps Satan's view is right and that it will be good for me to eat the fruit.
It is interesting, though, that at this point there isn't a concept of what death truly means. And so all of this is just, like, theories that Eve is thinking up.
Yeah, because there's no predetermined thought of death in really any part of this story at any version, especially not in the biblical sense, but Milton kind of just brings up that, oh, all men are fated to die no matter what. There's nothing you can do about it. But at the same time, the God has bestowed upon us free will. And the free will kind of decides whether we are tempted or we stay faithful to God. And it's the choices we make in life. And I think there's kind of a bigger overlying meaning to that all, rather than just, oh, I'm going to die. Or it's just strictly like black and white between faith and fate and free will. It's more, I guess, in the human kind of our own personal sense, that choice in life, depending on how religious you are, choice in life are going to lead us to either being sent to hell or sent to heaven. And I think that's kind of the basis of Eve kind of dealing with this temptation and her struggle with free will and what to do, whether to stay faithful to God or to give in to temptation, because she has somehow kind of gotten the grasp on, I'm fated to die at some point or another.
Eve, interestingly, uses the word profits when she says, what profits then our inward freedom? Which, when we typically think of the word profits, we think of a financial gain or just a gain in general. In just...
Yeah, it's... it's something... I think here in this sense, it's more... we profit from our choice. We can gain from our choices in life, and I think that she, right now, she's kind of convincing herself that I could, if I choose to eat this fruit, I could profit from gaining, because it's the tree of knowledge. I could learn all these things I've never known, which Satan has kind of put that idea into her head, that she can, there's more outside of Eden, there's more to know about in life, and she thinks she can profit from this, and it's your personal choices that kind of the feast or famine, if you're going to profit or fall or be hurt by such a decision, and that's her struggling with her in her inward freedom, as the line says, or her choices that she's gonna have to make in life.
Well, I read it a little differently, just for the fact how I made sense of it was reading it as, what is the meaning then of our inward freedom, which is why I found the word prophet so confusing. But I read it as her questioning if death is going to bind us, is going to limit us, then why would we have this inward freedom? Why would we have, like, any freedom at all?
That's a good point, because I actually agree with you when you say it like that, because you, she is saying, well, why, if I'm bound to death, why do I have to stay faithful to God and just listen to only what God says? Kind of going back to the other line we discussed, staying firm in her, what's the word that was?
The firm we subsist.
Yeah, firm in her being and her existence as faithful to God, when at some point or another I'm just going to die.
And I think that's why, at least the way I interpret it, is she's questioning that meaning of death, because, like, to her that wouldn't make sense. Like, we have to keep this faith, then we're just going to die anyway if we don't.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that these characters, even if they have, like, this abstract understanding of what death is, they have no idea what would come after death.
No. Because there's no... God put them on the earth to be on the earth. There's no, like, we have the perception of, or mankind today has the perception of, that you're going to heaven or hell, or you're just kind of stuck in limbo being between the two. They, Adam and Eve, never really seemed to be put in a direction, well, if you sin, you're going to hell, but if you stay faithful to God, you're going to join him in heaven someday. It's kind of just, we're here on this earth to exist. What we got out of these two lines is that Eve especially just kind of, not, well, even just, I think people in general just struggle with a lot of the choice they have to make in free will, especially in these books with Milton, that there are all these temptations and stuff, and really he's kind of pointing out some of the faults of man, that is, that we do have this free will, yet we're bound by a certain fate at some point or another, and it's all kind of based on interpretation of the reader to which one you choose. But at the same time, we all kind of think, like, with the word destiny comes up a lot, like, I'm destined to do whatever in my life, but it's a lot of the choices along the way that help you either reach that destiny if you believe in destiny.